That song you just heard is from the musical Hello, Dolly, and it's coming to a stage near you. Our friends over there at Westminster Catawba Christian School, well, they're bringing Hello, Dolly, their version, to life starting tonight, Friday, April the 11th through the 12th. And of course, we love showcasing our talented young people here on Palmetto Mornings. We've got two of them joining us here. We've got Raina LaRue and Finn Oakes. And good morning to you both.
Welcome.
Good morning.
So you all have been involved in a lot of productions over the years at Westminster Catawba Christian School. Because what we've learned about Westminster, everyone gets involved with everything. Campus. Yes. For both of you, when did you all start? When did the acting bug hit you? How long have y'all been involved in productions there at Westminster?
Yeah, I started acting, I would say, in sixth grade. One of my friends invited me to come audition for actually a Rock Hill Community Theater production of Annie. And so little sixth grade me was like, okay, sure, why not? I have red hair. I'll go for it. And I quickly learned that just because I had red hair didn't automatically mean I got the role of Annie, which was fine because you have to start somewhere. And so I went and I auditioned, and I got the cast list back and found out that I got ensemble, and I was really excited. And so I went in, and that's when I met Halee. And so everything kind of just blossomed from there. I then went to Westminster in seventh grade, and I did Big Fish. I auditioned for Big Fish, which we had a lot of fun, and then COVID hit. So we were like, ah, dang it. And so COVID, you know, trickled around for a few years. And then freshman year, we came back and kind of just went in full sailing from there.
That's great.
And Finn, what about you?
This is actually my first year at Westminster. So this is also my first big production. And it's amazing. I've had so much fun just this year alone. And I think I want to say I believed I started like fully getting into acting whenever I was in sixth grade. I wasn't on stage, but I was helping as crew. But then I was approached later in the beginning of high school before I came to Westminster. And I was told, hey, you have a really nice voice. Would you like to sing?
I was about to say, if this doesn't pan out for you, your voice is amazing. And you're a senior in high school? I mean,
man,
you should look into that if you're not already.
Yes. And I was told, hey, maybe you should try singing in the spring musical at the school I was at previously before I came to Westminster. And so for the 2 years I was there, I participated in the plays, the musicals, and eventually I came to Westminster and I was offered the chance to do it again. And it's very fun. Yeah.
It's great.
I want you to do my audiobook when I write my bestseller book.
I think you found him.
I want you to read it, okay? I don't want to read it. I'll introduce you, Finn, and you can just take and go with it. Yeah, your voice is unbelievable, my man. My goodness.
Thank you.
Well, this is the talent we have right here in our backyard. And there again, these two, along with their classmates, they're bringing Hello, Dolly to the stage there at Westminster Catawba Christian School. Raina, kind of set the stage, no pun intended, for our audience. What is your production of Hello, Dolly? What does it look like? How big is it? Tell us about the sets and about the costuming and just paint the picture as much as you can.
Yeah, of course. So Hello, Dolly is set in 1890s, and it is about Dolly Levi. She is a widow, and she has, for all these years, supported herself, and everyone in town knows her. She is the big deal. And then one day, she meets Horace Van Gelder, and she wants to marry him. And he's this rich, rich guy for the time. And she kind of gets her mind set on that, so she chases after it. And it's really cool to see how it trails out, because Dolly isn't just about herself. She loves to influence others. And so as she has the goal for Horace, she also runs into all these amazing people along the way that she also helps find their true love. And so it's really beautiful to see that. And with our set, we build the stage from the ground up in the gym, and we have many kids come in and we build everything during tech theater or after school hours, and everyone just comes in with a servant heart and is ready to serve, and they build from used wood or new wood that we just sent out to get, and everyone just pushes through and we power through, and it's just so beautiful to see everyone come together, truthfully. We have a very talented music director, Melanie O'Neill. Mm-hmm. She has been with us for many of years, and she is very patient, one of the most patient people I have ever met, very kind, and truly has the love of God in her heart, and she has the right mind for it. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. And Finn, you came from the crew world, mm-hmm. behind the curtain of the house, and now you're in front of the house. So how did working behind the scenes help you in your role now as one of the main actors in Hello Dolly for your school?
I think it helped me like put into perspective how much the crew does behind the scenes and how vital they are. Yeah. It's not like I think I ever like swept them under the rug, but now I like fully understand how much that means to pulling the entire production together. So like it's very easy to like know how to communicate with them. And it's very important to learn how to communicate with them because they're trying to help you, and overall everyone's trying to help each other. So it grants that very nice perspective.
But they need quick. They need quick, easy instructions. And sometimes yeah. as an actor or an actress, you want to give the whole because this and yeah. this and this and maybe this will they don't need that, right?
No,
they need quick, easy instructions. And I'm talking from experience. Just say what you mean and mean what you say and let's move on.
Well, he said it right there. It was right. communication. So That's he came right. from that world. So as an actor, you're so now great. Able to communicate pretty mm-hmm. quickly and go to their lingo. They have their own language, so to mm-hmm. speak.
Yes.
And
yes.
What we've learned from the technical folks, they're actors as well. They're just different actors that you don't see, but they're so vital
for
to
sure.
this production. Mm-hmm. Raina, tell us, we know the time, or we know the dates, April the 11th and 12th. This mm-hmm. is at Westminster Catawba Christian School, which you all yes. call the upper campus, correct?
Yes.
What are the times and the tickets, and where do people need to go to get all that?
Yeah, so we have our opening night performance on Friday, April 11th at 7 o'clock. And then we also have two shows Saturday, a matinee at 2, and then a Saturday night performance at 7. And you can go to dubctheater.ludus.com for those tickets.
Or you can just go to the homepage for
yes.
the high
yes.
school, and we're on it right here. And you can buy your tickets right there. Big banner that says purchase tickets here. So
I
click
like
on it. Oh, my goodness. Well, Finn and Raina, these are just two of the stars mm-hmm. of Hello Dolly, presented by Westminster Catawba Christian School. We certainly appreciate your talents and just in awe of what you all are able to do. And again, they work so hard.
That's right.
Go out and support them. I know you're going to be out there tomorrow.
Yes, I'm going to be out there tomorrow for the matinee. And of course, we would be remiss if we didn't mention they're under the direction of Halid Christopher, who is a friend of the show, but mm-hmm. she is also such a proponent of the arts mm-hmm. within our community. She does a lot with Rock Hill Theater. She serves on the Arts Council Board with me. And I just love that you're, you know, instilling the love for the performing arts into the next generation. Mm-hmm. So thank you for all you do.
Thank you.